So I want to talk about thriving as you get older and mastering weight loss with your metabolism. I think this is a big topic. I think this is something that I get questions a lot about. So I want to really talk about this today. Here we go.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's your host, Andrew Bustos. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for tuning in to what I got to say today. I want to jump right into this. So as you get older, whether you're 30, whether you're 40, whether you're 50, how about thriving? We're going to call it thriving as we get older by mastering weight loss and our metabolism. So first things first is I want you to embrace you getting older. I want you to understand something, that we all got to get older, right? You have to get older. I have to get older. We're all getting older. We cannot change that. But I truly believe that age is only a number, especially if you do these things that I'm going to teach you today. It's very simple, very easy. If you start adding these in, if you're not doing them already, if you start to do this, you will get younger. You will add 10 years to your life. I guarantee it. I guarantee it you will. Now, you can't control dying, right? You can't control that. You don't know when you're going to die, but you definitely, upon the time from now until your death, you're going to live a healthier, strong, you're going to control your weight loss, you're going to control your metabolism, you're going to help yourself get even better. Because I guarantee that we all face challenges, we all face changes, we all face adversity, but it's how we look at it, how we remain neutral. We don't get negative, we don't get down. You can't do that. You can't allow negative thoughts to enter your brain or say them out loud. You can't do that, right? There's no reason to do that. So I just want you to first and foremost embrace getting older, because you're like a fine wine. You age really well. And that's what we're working on. I have a personal vendetta. My whole goal in life is to be able to do box jumps at age 50, 60, 70, and 80, powerful box jumps from side to side, box jump overs. I want to always be able to be athletic. I always want to be able to move really well. I want to be able to play with my future grandkids on the ground. And for some, I mean, if you're a grandparent, I know that you're listening to this, that's a big deal. You want to be able to crawl. You want to be able to get down on your knees. You want to be able to do things as you get older. You want to be able to continue to throw footballs, all these things, right? I hope this is connecting with you. So let's dive right into this. First thing, the power of eating protein. If you're not eating protein, if you're not putting protein into your diet, you cannot control your metabolism. You can't help it. And you cannot get any stronger, and you won't lose weight. I'm telling you, if you're not adding this in, it's going to be harder for you to lose weight. Because when you eat protein, protein helps preserve muscle. The more protein that you incorporate into your programming, into your world, the better off you're going to be. How much protein do you need? Well, let's say that you want to lose, let's say you're 150 pounds right now. We'll just throw out a number. But yet you want to weigh 130 pounds. So you need to at least every day shoot for 130 grams of protein per day. That will allow you to keep the muscle that you have on your body as you're losing weight. Because again, we're trying to lose weight, so we got to make sure our calorie intake is a little lower. I had a great question the other day from one of my gym goers, and he was like, "Man, you're looking good. You're looking fit. Like, you, what are you doing? Like, you look lean. What are you doing?" I said, "Man, really, honestly, I just have increased my output. I've exercised a lot more when it comes to moving, getting more steps in, and I'm cutting my calories. I haven't really changed very much of what I've eating. I just have cut out some things and I've eaten less, right?" So I think you could do that too, even as you get older. So as we get older, the power of protein becomes our best friend. So you need to start eating things like egg whites, eggs, chicken, lean beef, lean fish, whatever. Everything that's protein, you need to go and Google right now, Google protein. Because protein is going to be your source of true embracing of weight loss and controlling your metabolism as you get older. And I also want you to remember that as you get older, you stop moving. You don't move as much. So you need to move more. That 1 hour of exercise per day or 30 minutes is not enough. You need to go for walks. You need to take the stairs. You need to park further away. All those things go hand in hand when it comes to controlling your metabolism and losing weight. Number two, you need to rev up the metabolism by doing exercising like HIIT training, strength training. So let me give you an example of HIIT training. This is a quick example. So if I'm doing box jumps, I'm doing burpees, and I'm doing a jumping lunge. Okay, so all those things require some type of output. Like I'm gonna have to bend my knees, I'm gonna have to explode from the ground, and I'm gonna do it really, really quickly for about 30 seconds, as many reps as I can get in of box jumps, of burpees, and of lunges, power lunges, jumping lunges. And I'm gonna go as quickly as I can, then I'm gonna take a minute break, right? So go 30, 30, 30, 1 minute break. That's interval training, that's high intensity, that's all out effort. So what that does, it increases your athleticism. It helps boost your metabolism, get some blood flowing, get some things going, get some just everything, right? And I think I don't want to get too far into like metabolism and eating and all this garbo that doesn't really matter. If you get more athletic, more fit will happen. If you train like an athlete, you'll become more fit at whatever age that you're doing. Because as you get older, your power output decreases. I can't tell you how many people that I train now that over 50 that I have them doing box jumps. I have them doing burpees. I have them exploding because this helps with your power output. So if you have trouble with like getting out of the car or getting off of a curb or stepping up on stairs or anything like that, it's because, or even coming downstairs, it's because your power output does not exist anymore. You have decided to give up on life and stop being an athlete. So my whole goal with people that are over 40, over 50 is to make them strong and make them athletic. So how do you do that? You do things like strength training, HIIT training. You swing kettlebells, you do deadlifts, you do squats, you do ball slams, you do things that are gonna rev your engine up. If you do that, I'm telling you, you're going to see weight loss. As long as you're remaining in a calorie deficit, you're eating plenty of protein, you're gonna see it, guys. Get strong, get as strong as you possibly can. So here's another one, sleep and stress, right? So the quality of sleep, which we're not getting very much right now, we're dealing with our little 2-year-old daughter that likes to come in to our room at peak hours and wake us up. That's just part of life, right? So, but sleep plays such a huge role with weight management and your metabolism. And it also helps with stress. It really does. If you're not sleeping 6 to 8 hours a night, you're gonna be stressed out. Your cravings for food are gonna be even more. Sleep is the muscle building block, protein synthesis. I love that word, synthesis. So everything that happens with your hormones, with muscle building, muscle recovery, because I'm telling you right now, you don't build muscle in the gym, you build muscle when you're eating and when you're sleeping. That's when you build muscle. In the gym, you're just breaking it down. So you gotta repair it with plenty of protein, with plenty of sleep. So if the more, again, like I said earlier, the more muscle that you have on your body, the preserving of muscle, the more muscle you have, the less fat that you have, right? And that's the goal. That's the goal of having a better metabolism as well as being fit and losing weight. So you got to sleep, guys. Get off your devices late at night when you're about to go to bed. Don't get on your devices. Listen to a book. Read a book. Listen to some white noise. I love Sleep Station on Apple Music. So listen to something that's going to help you with that. I really do think if you're eating protein, you're strength training, and you're sleeping more and you're stressing less, it's gonna be a huge, huge deal in your outcome and what you're trying to accomplish. If you do these things, you're going to start losing weight. If you do these things, you're gonna start getting stronger. If you do these things, your metabolism is gonna rev. Just because you're older doesn't mean that you can't have a strong metabolism. You see it all the time. I know that you scroll through Instagram, I know that you scroll through Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and you see older people that are shredded, right? That are fit. Because they have sustained this lifestyle for so long, quality of life, or they've attacked it, and they have given up bad decisions, right? Bad choices, bad behaviors. If you can give up the bad behavior, you're gonna throw in a good behavior. You're gonna throw in some good things. Think about the power of positivity versus negativity. If I tell myself that I'm good out loud and that I can crush this workout, I can get after it, the output's gonna be better. I'm going to eat well. I'm going to eat all these things. But if I'm constantly telling myself I suck out loud, which even me saying that kind of sounds bad. But if you tell yourself these things out loud, or you tell yourself these things in your brain, or you tell yourself, you got to start telling yourself that you're good, that you're great, that you can accomplish this. The power of positive thoughts are going to help you way more. Cut out the negativity. Stop listening to country music. Stop watching the news. Stop. Get off of all the negativity and start giving yourself positive things to help you through this thing. It sounds crazy, but it works. I'm telling you. So, again, eat plenty of protein. HIIT training, strength training. Get plenty of sleep. If you do those things, drink plenty of water. All those things are going to help you to lose weight and control your metabolism. That's it. Those are the main points. So thank you so much for listening today. I know it's a quick podcast episode, but I just want to get into it. And I want you to have some tips, some motivation, some inspiration, something. Be sure to check us out everywhere. Go like, subscribe, follow. Thank you so much. And I hope you enjoy this sick beat. See you later.